angels sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens from heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy.
I lost a little piano on the main tonight.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of a dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and error pining, till he appear and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine, led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glory by his cradle we stand. So led by light of stars, sweetly gleaming. Here came the wise man from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger in all our trials, born to be our friend. Oh, no.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you loved us enough to come for us, that we may find ourselves in a place of restoration and divine grace for all eternity. Thank you, Lord. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God incarnate, here to dwell, Emmanuel, oh Emmanuel, praise your name, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, oh Emmanuel, Noel, God incarnate, here to dwell, Emmanuel, oh Emmanuel, praise his name, Emmanuel. God, for your everlasting love. Thank you for being here. Blessed be your holy name forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. That was great. I want to thank God for every one of you that fought through all the limitations to be here tonight. As you very well know, there's something called COVID that's been running rampant, so they say. And our numbers are limited, but God is greater than any limitation. Amen? We are here. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. You know, I remember in 2019, I believe it was around September during the God New Year, so to speak. The word of the Lord to us was, we're going to come through this better than we came into it. Hallelujah. We're going to come out better. I've been reflecting on that word because God knew what we're going to come through. Aren't you glad that we have a God who speaks to us? It gives us clear directives, not to scare us, but to prepare us for every situation that we'll ever face. I'm encouraged about that tonight, because nothing that God wants to do in your life is accidental. God has an eternal plan. It was in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, that we hear that name, Emmanuel. Prophet after prophet prophesied about the coming of a Messiah. And tonight, we are here. Disclaimer, we celebrate December 25th as Christmas, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The disclaimer is this: He was born, but not on December the 25th. The church, wanting to have people assimilated a pagan date of the birth of the Son, S-U-N, God. That's not why we're here. Because we're here because of the one who created the Son. Hallelujah. He is Lord over all. Hallelujah. We're here because of Him, not because of any pagan God. And the reason we share gifts is not because of any paganism. We are here celebrating this day because it is a day that we have chosen by agreement to celebrate it together, to celebrate the time that the Lord Jesus Christ came as a fulfillment of God's declaration. I want you to think about that for a moment. Jesus came as the manifestation of a declaration. And I want to say to you tonight, there are many things God has spoken about your life. Some of them you've not heard with your own ears. But God has already spoken it. And because God spoke it, there will be a fulfillment and a manifestation, no matter what, of what God has promised you. Do you receive that? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how long it takes. There will be a manifestation. And it doesn't matter how many ways the enemy tries to stop God's will. There will be a manifestation. Praise God. There will be a performance of that which God has spoken concerning your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, I'm going to read you a lot of scriptures and then I'm going to pull everything together. But I'm going to read a lot of scriptures this evening. So Genesis chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 1. The word of God says, in Genesis chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 1, says, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, had God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 2, And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3, But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4, And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. That's the first lie. And the first lie, ye shall not surely die. It's an interesting one. Because people who do not seek God still believe they shall not surely die. You say, what do you mean? Everybody dies. No, what I mean by that is that they will not surely die in terms of being separated from God for eternity. That's the first lie. Verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That's the second lie. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. I want you to notice that the Bible says here, in that verse, verse 6, it says, when the woman saw that the tree was what? Say that word. Good for food. And that it was what? Pleasant to the eyes. And to be what? Desired. To make one what? Wise. Nothing in those four words, good, pleasant, desirous, or wise, sounds bad. And I want to say to you tonight that your greatest danger in life is not what is bad. It is those so-called good things that the enemy used to trip people. And you need to look beyond the surface and be obedient to the instruction of God. No matter how good or desirable or pleasant whatever it is that you're looking at might seem, it is always the wisest thing to do to choose God's instruction and obey it. So the statement I'm going to make now is this. Don't rely on your own natural wisdom. Rely on God for the best decisions in life. What you see on the surface might just be fake gold. Go for what God is saying. Listen to the instruction of God and do what He says. You say, Pastor, this is about Christmas. Why are we reading about that? I'm coming. Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened. Wow. And they knew that they were naked. Their eyes were opened and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. That's their first attempt to cover their nakedness. Same thing that men still do today. We try to use other solutions to cover our nakedness that we are now very aware of because we're disobedient to the instruction of God. Verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden of the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Foolishness. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where are you, Adam? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Let me go back to verse 8 just quickly to make a point. And they heard the voice of the Lord God. What is that word? That's the first thing that you need to know about words that come out of your mouth. They walk. Your words walk into places that you cannot walk into. I will explain a little bit more. So do the words of wickedness. So there's something that you need to do with words that do not line up with God's purpose for your life. Cut the legs off. Amen? Praise the Lord. I will explain. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? Verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above all the beasts of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt walk, or upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This there is the first proclamation about Jesus coming. And he's coming to deal with the deception and the lies that the enemy generated to bring about the fall of man and woman. At this time, so far, you've not heard the name Eve, have you? No, because the first name of Eve was the first name of the man. They were both called Adam. Are you with me so far? Okay, let's go on. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In thy conception, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. This is the first judgment. God says, because you've done this, the man is going to be Lord over you, so to speak. So that tells me something. Before that, there was none of that. Hello? So if Jesus came to deal with the impact of sin, then he came to deal with this discrepancy. Women don't need to fight for women's rights, because God already gave that when Jesus came and paid the price. Amen? You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm saying Christmas is about women's rights. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Christmas is about equality. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Christmas is about restoration. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Christmas is also about giving birth without pain. Amen. That's right. You don't have to. I'm not a woman. I will be believing the word of God to give birth to children without going through a long labor. Ease on down the road. Praise the Lord. It's all part of what Jesus, our Lord, came to reverse. Let's go on. And unto Adam, notice he's still calling Adam. But he's calling Adam as a man now. He said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt eat of it. Cursed is the what? Cursed is what? Cursed are you, Adam? No? Cursed is the ground for thy sake. I want to curse you, Adam, but I'll curse the ground. So, part of the reversal is that the ground is not cursed for my sake. The ground is going to release its increase to me. I don't have to work hard. I just have to work blessed. Because that's what Jesus Christ is coming to take care of. These are curses because of sin. Yes? Thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. You're going to eat out of it with sorrow. But God says that he will bless us with no sorrow added. Amen? So what is it that we're talking about tonight? We're talking about walking blessed and seeing the reversal of every curse, every misfortune that's beset us as people. Jesus came to deal with all of that. Praise God. Let's go on. Verse 18. And the word of God says, in verse 18, it says, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. I don't think you want to hear this. It says you're going to eat the what? Herb of the what? Field. It's in line with the curse. I didn't put it there. It's all in line with the curse. He says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou what? Return. Guess what? The Bible says to the serpent, you're going to eat what? Dust. So if you came from dust, hey, listen. If you came out of dust and the serpent eats dust, then if you are not under the blessing of God's goodness, you are devil's serpent's food. But that's exactly what you must not be. Food for the devil. Hello? The reason we embrace sickness and disease and all of that, the destructions of the enemy, is because man became the devil's food just because he came out of the dust. But God gives birth to you and I, and we are born again, and we are new creations of God. But this new creation, are you listening? This new creation of God is not born out of dust. It is created out of God, out of light. You are a light being. So when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about when God came to make me like him. A light being. He is the father of lights. And he says you are light. And as light, you are no longer food for the devil. Praise God. Your salvation is greater than I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. No, no. Your salvation is deliverance from every curse. Jesus came to deliver you and I from all curse, all judgment. Are you hearing? In verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name, what? Eve. And God called her Eve. No? Adam called her Eve. Why? Because she was the mother of all living. She was the mother of all living. She was the mother of what? All living. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, God has placed his judgment. God has promised his seed is going to come. And now the promises of God begin to play out. He begins to send prophets, and the prophets will talk about this Messiah that was coming, this Savior that was coming. And 1,000 years came and went. No Messiah. 2,000, 3,000. But God already said it, that a Messiah was going to come. I don't know if you're ready for this. Why did he come about 2,000 years ago? Because until that time, there was not an empire that reached out to the whole known world. When God was going to get Jesus to come, he was going to get the message, the good news, right across the entire earth as quickly, as swiftly as possible. There comes the Romans. And the Romans were the first ones that started building roads and connecting the nations of the world into Africa, into Europe, into Asia, everywhere. The Romans were penetrating and penetrating and penetrating and penetrating. And now comes Jesus. And now that Jesus comes, the gospel of the good news of the deliverance of God was now going to spread right across the globe. And the perfect time for the return of the Lord is just the same. We are all, until now, there was no way for Jesus to come back and the whole world see him at the same time. Hello? When he comes, you know that while we are up here, in the dark, there's another side of the world that's in the light. Yes? But there is a way that we can get immediate information as it is happening right now. And we've never, in the history of man, been in that place until this time. So if Jesus were to show up today, the news will spread at the same nanosecond all across the globe. Everybody will know it. Hello? Are you with me so far? Okay, let me leave that alone. Well, Jesus is going to be born. How is he going to be born? Where is he going to be born? The Bible tells us he was going to be born in Bethlehem. So we go to Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, and we will read Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah. Ephratah means fruitfulness. The house of bread, the place of fruitfulness. Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee he shall come forth unto me. He shall come forth unto me. That is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. So we know that this one that is coming from everlasting before time. The Bible tells us that before the foundations of the world, Christ died for us. God planned your salvation, my salvation. He recognized that there is an enemy that is going to come that will try to thwart his purposes. However, he had a perfect plan for every one of us to be saved. And as far as God is concerned, this very moment, the price for your salvation and my salvation was fully paid for. It doesn't matter what race you came from. You, in God's book, are saved, but you have to cash in on what God has deposited into your account. And the reason I'm talking to you about this tonight is that there might be somebody here tonight that needs to cash into their account and ask Jesus to be their Lord and their Savior, because he's the one who paid the price to reverse all of the curses that has been assigned to you. He came to reverse all of the limitations so that the serpent, Satan, the dragon, cannot make you his food. Somebody listening? Please hear that. Don't make yourself the devil's food. And the way for you to change that is you have to flip from being dust to being a light being, born of God, supernaturally. Because if you don't do that, the devil will have you for turkey. Don't be the devil's turkey. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Luke chapter 2 tells us how this was going to manifest itself. So I'm going to read through Luke chapter 2 real quickly. This is Christmas story. And I'll make some comments as we proceed. In Luke chapter 2, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed," or their names recorded, a census. "And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria." Verse 3, "And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem," or house of bread. We just read about it in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. "Because he was of the house and lineage of David." Verse 5, "To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." 6, "And so it was that while they were there in Bethlehem, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. While they were there," look at that again, "while they were there." "And so it was that while they were there," someone say, "while they were there," they got to Bethlehem. "The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. The fullness of time came." That promise that God made in Genesis chapter 3, thousands of years before, was going to be made manifest. And the word of God goes on. "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." So we have Jesus, we have, or rather, Joseph and Mary pregnant, And they are going back to their roots being Bethlehem. That's where they're from. But they were out there in Nazareth, living in Nazareth. And so they come in, and this woman is pregnant. It didn't look like the best time. This was God's child. This is God coming to the earth. I know that when I was born, my parents planned for it. They found a doctor, took care of my mom, and when it was time to be born, there was a hospital. Everything was prepared. Now we've got thousands of years. It will seem right to me that God, the Almighty God, will supernaturally manifest a St. Boniface hospital, manifest doctors to take care of this precious cargo. But he didn't. And I wonder why. Why is there no room for him in the inn? I wonder why. Why is he in a manger? I wonder why. Have you wondered why that happened? Well, the Bible tells us what the answer is. Let's go on. Verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid, they were scared. But the angel says unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you what? Good tidings. Good news. Hallelujah. We shall be to all people. This is for all what? People. It's for everybody. This good news is for everybody, no matter what your race is, what language you speak, whether you're short or tall, skinny, or you know, you got some good flesh on your bones. Doesn't matter. It's for everybody. This good news is for some people, right? No, all people. It's good news for you. No matter what you might be struggling with. You might be struggling with one addiction or the other. It's good news. Jesus came. Hallelujah. To break the backbone of the enemy. To make sure that I'm not dust for the serpent to eat. That I'm light. Blinding light. That scares the enemy away. Because evil happens in the dark. But God is shining a great light. And exposing the activities of the enemy. So that you can walk in freedom and be delivered from every oppression and to walk in life without stumbling. Praise God. This is good tidings of great joy. We shall be to all people. 11. It says, and unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, well, like this, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, what? Peace. And what else? Goodwill toward man. Goodwill toward man. What is God saying? I am not upset with you. I'm not here to be against you. I have good news for you. And my will for you is to do something extraordinary, something that will bless you. I'm here to help you stand. I'm not here to curse you. I'm here to destroy the curse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Goodwill towards man. There's so many people walking around thinking God hates them and God doesn't want the best for them. It's a lie. It's a big fat lie. God wants the best for you. And the question then is, are you willing to embrace the goodness of God? Goodwill towards men. Verse 15 says, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them unto the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Wait a minute. How did they figure it was Bethlehem? The angel didn't tell them anything about Bethlehem. The angel said, you're going to find him in a manger. Okay, that's interesting. But which manger? Because this is a land of shepherds. And people had mangers all over the place. A manger was a trough where the animals would come and eat food. So that's like you're gonna find him by chimney in Winnipeg, a chimney. Which chimney? How am I going to identify which chimney? Is it chimney at 1296? Or chimney at 99? A chimney at number 38? Which one? Well, Micah 4:8 tells us something. Micah chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, and thou, O tower of the flock, thou tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion. Unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. And that was the hint they needed. If this child is going to be born, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. We already know that because Herod was told that by the wise priests, leaders, when Herod was looking for where this child was going to be born, they told him, supposed to be in Bethlehem, Ephratah. Now, in Bethlehem, are you with me? In Bethlehem, that's where they raise all of the sheep that was going to be sacrificed in the temple in Jerusalem. Hello? And in Bethlehem, where they're going to sacrifice or where they raise these animals, they made sure that when the little lamb was born, that the lamb was wrapped with swaddling clothes, cloth, so that it doesn't have any bruise at all on it. Are you with me so far? So, they figured it out. Also, like we just read in Micah 4:8, it talks about a tower. Well, where these animals are being raised or kept, they also had a tower. And the tower was where they watched out for marauders, for wild animals, whatever else that may want to hurt any of these little lambs that were prepped, ready for the sacrifice in Jerusalem. So the guys figured it out. So, Pastor, why are you pointing out to this? For this reason, If they did not know the word of God, they wouldn't know where to go. Hello? Do you know how much you and I miss because we do not know what God's word is? Because you don't spend time to study the word of God, you don't have any idea what the word of God is saying about a particular situation, and the blessing comes and goes, the blessing comes and goes, and it never stops where you are because you don't know how to grab it. Somebody listening. We're talking about Christmas. We're talking about Jesus Christ coming. And the people that were able to identify where he was were the people that knew the word of God. And the point is clear. You and I need to know the word of God. If you want to find the Savior, if you want to find the Messiah, you got to find the word of God. It doesn't matter whether it's for the first time, for you to be born again, or for you to continue in your walk with God. You've got to know the importance of the word of God. Hold on to that word of God, because it is that word of God that's going to make you every whit whole. Praise God. So, the shepherds found where Jesus was. Now, we don't have that picture when we think about the manger. There's an artistic rendition of it. And the artistic rendition is we have three wise men, or three kings, the Magi, coming to some thatch hut. Yeah? And you have this baby in some kind of a wooden structure with hay hanging around. Anybody seen that picture? Forget that picture. Because that's a big fat lie. That's not how it happened. The Magi, the wise men, saw his star far in the east. And they started traveling from way back there. And they come to Jerusalem. And in their natural mind, the star is still there leading them. The star has been leading them all the way from the east. And they come to Jerusalem, and all of a sudden, their brain start working. And they decide, I think we've arrived. If the star is heading to Bethlehem, and they say, we don't think so. We don't think so. The King of Kings, this great person, cannot be in that small little town over there. No, no. It's got to be over here where there's a palace. So they go and they start chatting with Herod. And they tell Herod about what they saw and how they came here. And Herod starts looking around if any of his wives or concubines had given birth to a special child. Finds out no one was pregnant and no one gave birth to any child. So he gets all the priests together and they start chatting and says, where is this special child to be born? And he told him, he's supposed to be in Bethlehem. Ah, okay. So they head down to Bethlehem. But when they come to Bethlehem, the child is over a year old at this point. The Bible says they came to the house. Someone say house. Spell it. Good. That's house. H-O-U-S-E. And there they brought not three canisters. I mean, have you seen those canisters? Small little. Nah, forget that story. They brought wealth. And in that, amongst all that wealth, there was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This was total provision because now Jesus is going to leave Bethlehem and he's going to head down to Egypt. And he's going to be in Egypt for about 10 plus years. Somebody listening? And they were sponsored. All the resources they needed for while they were out there exiled was provided for. Point. Back to this story. Why didn't God prepare a place? A nice special hospital. Well, because Jesus was and is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And guess where he had to be born? He had to be born where the sheep that were there to shed their blood for covering of sins until Jesus came, he had to be born there. So when God, we don't want Jesus in here, there's no room for you in the inn, God had that covered already. Say, Pastor, what are you trying to say to me? I'm saying somebody may be rejecting you from a place, but they don't know they are leading you to your place of destiny. So, point is this. Don't go about life griping and complaining about this didn't happen the way I wanted it, and that didn't happen this way, and that didn't happen this way. No, when you know that you're a child of God, you know this, that God causes all things to work together for your good. That you are perfectly in God's plan, no matter what. So stop griping about it. Start giving God thanks. God, they might have said no to me, but you have a bigger yes for me. Something greater than I am losing right now. You have a better plan. I am in your perfect will. I may be struggling with this particular situation right now, but God, I am going through this for a reason so that I can be a greater blessing. Hallelujah. But Jesus did not stay in the manger. He moved from the manger to a house. Somebody say upgrade. God knows how to upgrade you. Hallelujah. And he upgraded them from a little dingy house to having lots of wealth. Hallelujah. Somebody say, bigger upgrade. Amen. That's what God has for you. That's what God has for me. God is upgrading you. Let me say something to you right now. You are not of this world. Praise God. You are of God. And calendars may change dates, but you come from eternity past, beyond time, not limited by time. When the clock turns 12:01, December 31st, and becomes January 1st of 2022, that's not what's going to change your life. What's going to change your life? What's going to change my life is me embracing the Word of God and recognizing that I'm not limited by any time. I supersede time. Hear me. You supersede time. What God wants to do in your life is not natural. It is supernatural. Amen? Hear that? Somebody says supernatural. Say it again. Supernatural. Third time. Supernatural. Did you know that the birth of Jesus was supernatural?
Yes.
Well, because that's your new story. Living a supernatural life because a supernatural God came and imparted super into your natural and translated you into a new sphere, into a new realm. And from that day on, and for somebody it might be today, when you say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior, He changes your story. Praise God. It may have taken forever, but when it is time, God moves fast, fast. I want to say to somebody tonight that 2022 is going to be a very different year for you. I don't know who that is, but in 2022, you are going to experience supernatural speed. Things are going to happen in your life that will shock you because somebody's getting an upgrade. I received that for myself. Hallelujah. I take that for myself. That word is too good to leave just with you. I'm grabbing that word for myself. Supernatural speed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Things are going to change so fast. Receive it. But the things of the world is not going to change. It's just going to get worse. But for you, who receive God, you are not going to be the devil's food. Is there some cake they call devil's? Yeah. not you. Someone say, I'm not the devil's fruitcake. I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen? Hallelujah. This new year, God is going to propel you into a destiny that is not definable by the words of man. We're in a Christmas Eve service, and the Lord is already speaking to me about what this new year is all about. I'm taking that word for myself. I'm taking it for myself. Change, supernatural change. You're stepping into the fullness of time. Come. Quick. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're stepping into a new season. You're stepping into a new season. Rabba Shanti Ribakoshi. You're stepping into a new season in your life. Father God. Father God. The deposits that you have put into this servant that he has not seen, I declare in Jesus' name, manifestation, 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 manifestation to the glory of God. I take and unwrap you from any scent of the past. Just like Lazarus was raised from the dead, but then had to be released from his grave clothes. today in Jesus' name, I declare every grave clothing, every smell of the past to be unraveled off of you. And I call you into your fullness. I call you into your destiny. I call you into the grace of God upon your life. I declare in Jesus' mighty name that you will rise by the authority of the Word of God. You will rise in the name of Jesus. You will rise by the grace of the living God. You will rise. Satan, the Lord God Almighty rebukes you. Come forth in Jesus' name. Let the release and the manifestation of the Word of God shut down every lie of the enemy. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. The plans of God for our lives are distinct. And I'm calling every son and every daughter in this house today to their divine destiny. You're stepping into a time where you are going to experience supernatural change. Supernatural change. Supernatural change. Because the one who birthed you, the one who came to break the stronghold of the curse, was supernatural. And you are coming into your destiny. That's a word for everyone, if you're willing to grab it and pull it to yourself. You will see a change. The things that you struggled with, you will not struggle with anymore. Because there is a renewal in your mind, in your thinking. The mentality of slavery, the mentality of a sinner, the mentality of one who is not going to make it, is being fully erased from your mind. You see yourself anew. You look at yourself and see something different. Your ears are not going to be attentive to the lies of the enemy anymore. Your ears and your eyes will be attentive to the Word of God. What did God say? And what God says is what God means. And what God says is what goes. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, one more thing I need to say. The so-called wise man left Herod's palace, and once again they saw the star, and the star took them to the place where Jesus was. God gave them a second chance. God is giving somebody a second chance and saying, you missed it. You went in the wrong direction. But here am I again. I give you a second chance. And God gives us, hear this, a second chance because He has a purpose for our lives that is going to impact somebody else's life. You are part of somebody else's story. And they are going to enjoy their story because you received a second chance to fulfill your part so that they can be what God says about them. And so it is for somebody else towards you. God is going to connect you to the right persons. And so he's going to give you what you need to fulfill your part of the story. Receive that right now. Receive it and be forever changed. Amen? Praise God. I want to say merry, merry, blessed Christmas to you all. It's so good to see you here this evening. And I trust that something was said tonight that caught your attention and that you are stepping. Remember this, there are things God is still going to do this year for you before you step into 2022. It's not done yet. Hallelujah. The things going to still happen for you before 2022 gets here. Praise the Lord. There's 7 more days. God created the whole world and rested. Amen? He created a universe in less time. So, don't start saying, this thing that I'm believing God for has not happened yet. Excuse me. God doesn't take holidays and breaks. He is God. And in one moment, your story is going to change. And we will hear your testimony. Amen? You will hear my testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you celebrating the goodness of God? Amen. Rise with me. Praise God. I want to make certain that before we leave tonight, if there's anyone hearing my voice right here or online who needs to ask Jesus to come into their lives, to turn their lives around, so that he who said, I am the light of the world, and in whose image we are now made, and therefore are light, and therefore not dust, devil's food. If you tonight want to say, I want to be changed. I want to be a light being, created of God, shining brightly, no longer food for the devil. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. I didn't say, I want you to love God yet. No, that you will do. But you want to get out of the circumstance of being devil's food first. That's where you start. And then you fall in love with God. If you're here tonight and you say, I want to get out of the influence and control of the devil who wants lives destroyed, I don't want to be in his vantage point of view, purview, ever again. I ask Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Just raise your right hand. I'd like to pray with you before you leave. I see that hand. I see that hand. Praise God. I see that hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can put it down. Now I want everyone to repeat after me. Join these that have raised their hand. Say with me. Father God, I thank you for your everlasting love for me. I've received your word tonight, and I've come to know that you made yourself my Savior and my deliverer. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior tonight. I accept you as my advocate, my defender, my refuge, and my Redeemer. Jesus, come into my life and turn my life around. I reject the natural ways and I cleave to your supernatural ways. I am no longer out of the dust. I am now a light being, born of your Spirit, equipped by you to be more than a conqueror. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your love for me is turning out to cause me now to love you. I receive love to love God and to love neighbor as myself. Thank you, Father. I am saved. I am delivered. I am set free because your truth has set me free. I receive now your goodwill to my life. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for every one of you that raised your hand to give your life to the Lord. This December 31st, going to January 1st, we are going to be having a baptism. And if you want to be baptized, we'll invite you to come and let us know that you want to be baptized, and we'll tell you exactly what you need to do to get that done. Amen? So January 1st, the first day of the year, 2022, you will receive baptism and participate as part of the family of the Most High God. God bless you. You may be seated for a quick moment. I want to thank God for every one of you that have taken time to come. At this time, we'll honor God with our offerings, with our gifts of faith. If you have an offering that you want to share, you may quickly just come and give your offering. And then I'm going to have Mama come and pray a closing prayer. I know at Christmas we always share gifts with each other and stuff like that. But the way I like to put it is this. Imagine that it's your birthday and you come to a party and everybody's sharing gifts with each other, but you're the birthday child or birthday guy and nobody gives you anything. How would you like those thoughts? You won't like that at all. Well, at Christmas, we have an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your birth. And this is my birthday gift. So you give him your best. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, Mama, please come. Hallelujah.
All right, let us rise. We'll close in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your holy word. That's all we need. Everything we need is inside it. For our daily living, for our health, for our world, for our family, for our businesses, for everything to overcome. Only in you. So, Lord, I ask now that grace would be upon every family, upon everyone hearing the sound of my voice, that Jesus would be truly Lord over every one of our lives, that there'll be total surrender to your will, to your ways, and to all that you want for us in this year and in the year to come, 2022. That we will walk with you, O God, that your fear and your holiness will be in our heart, that we will see the goodness of God and the manifestation of your glory in our lives. Those that are still struggling, we declare them be free from every bondage and every captivity now, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't take you long to deliver. You deliver speedily. So deliver us from all evil. Deliver us from all struggles. Deliver us from all sickness and disease. Deliver us from all lack. Deliver us from all sorrow. It's good news time. Glad tidings to everyone. The glory of God is risen upon every one of us. Let that glory override everything that is contrary to the will of God in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak peace over everyone. I speak the name of Jesus over everyone. May the Holy Spirit continue to guide, comfort, teach, and continue to show us the way of the Lord. Bless every family. Bless their time together with their families. Bless their time for dinner, their time of celebration, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the reason why he came. And may all their families be saved. Every family, every household that hears the sound of my voice now, let salvation come to every one of them. They become the family of God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Have a merry, blessed Christmas.
Yes. Okay.
Don't eat and be sick. Just eat. You can visit the food again. Blessings. All right.
Well, see you on Sunday. Yes. And be reminded that the December 31st service is going to be at 9 o'clock. All right? 9 o'clock in the evening, December the 31st. And that will take us on through into the new year. God bless you. We love you. And if you didn't get a gift from Mama and I on Sunday, we have your gift available for you. Make sure you get that before you leave. Okay? Bless you.